You're listening to the Sabina Road Baptist Sermon Series. We hope this message greatly impacts your life. For more information on the mission and ministries of Sabina Road Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, visit us online at sabinaroad.org.
All right, how are we today, guys? Did you hear all that clapping going out the door? There's a lot more excitement going out the back door than out here. You guys excited to be here? Today's going to be a little bit different. There's going to be a very short sermon. It's McAvoy. McAvoy was the one clapping on that one. Then we're going to have a little town hall meeting. Then we're going to have a business meeting. So we have all sorts of neat things flying at you. You guys ready to get going?
Yes.
All right. Without further... Hey, by the way, how you like the shirt? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. I found this shirt this week in the back of the closet. You know, I think we told you we're moving the house. Literally Friday, they came to Tennessee and loaded up the truck to move out here. So, man, we're in the final stages, and hopefully everything will be coming along great. And thank you, Tim, for the water. Tim with the water, ladies and gentlemen. It is warm. If you could remember next week to have it iced, that would be wonderful. Man, I love Tim. Last week we talked about lessons on God's power. Do you remember we talked about Elijah and Elisha and how God used both of them and how there are several lessons that we saw as the two of them experienced the final days of Elijah. If you remember in 2 Kings 2 last week, we talked about how Elijah came to Elisha and said, "Why don't you stay here? I'm going to travel on down to this town. Why don't you stay here?" And Elisha said, "Nope, I'm going to go with you. As the Lord lives, even so you live, I'm going to go with you." And then a second time, Elijah came to him. So why don't you stay here? I'm gonna head this way. And Elijah said, "No, I'm gonna go with you." A third time. And Elisha said, "I'm gonna go with you." To the point that every town that they came to, the church, the prophets, the leaders of that town would get together and tell Elisha, "Do you not know what's about to happen? Your master is about to be taken away from you. Do you not know that this is about to happen?" And you remember what Elisha said? "Yeah, I know. Shut up." That's what he said. He said, "I know. Be quiet about that." Is actually the way the King James reads. Be quiet. So he goes through this whole thing. And finally Elijah says, "Okay, if you're going to go with me, then go all the way." And so they cross over the Jordan. To cross over the Jordan, Elijah took his mantle, his robe. It's got four corners on it. There's tassels on each corner, about 613 or so threads go into each tassel. Represents all of the laws, all the commandments that God has given to the children of Israel. So as Elijah's about to cross over the Jordan, he takes this mantle off and he swats the water, and the water separates. And he and Elisha go across on dry ground. When they get to the other side, Elijah then tells Elisha, "Now, are you going to go with me all the way? If you go with me all the way, then you'll get whatever you ask for. If you're there at the end, you'll get whatever you ask for." It's kind of a neat thing because for three times before that, Elijah has been saying, "Why don't you stay here?" And every time, Elisha would not be deterred. So finally, he waits. And know what happens? Is God comes down, chariot of fire, and takes Elijah home. and that mantle comes flying to the ground. And now it's Elisha's mantle. What did Elisha ask for? Now, last week, we had two or three points. Today is only a one-point sermon. Amen? That was a test, and some of you failed it miserably. Oh, do you have it? Point four? Well, show it. Fly that thing around. Fly that flag. If you have your paperwork from last week, it's on there. There are some lessons and power from last week we talked about. Realize that Elisha obeyed instantly. When God said do this, he went. The second thing, Elisha followed before he led. The church is full of folks that want to lead. Church needs more people that will follow God. Amen? Third thing, power is always passed on to those who are loyal. Loyal to who? God. Not loyal to each other, loyal to God. Finally today, what I want to talk about today, ask for great stuff. Ask for big things. Ask for things, are you guys ready? That only God can provide. Question. You've got this great man of God who seems to pull miracles out of the hat whenever he wants to. And he comes to you and says, what do you want? I've tried to deter you a few times. You're going to stick with me? Okay. What do you want? What can I give to you? What would you ask for? By the way, when I ask a question like that, then you guys get to respond. Yeah, that's how it works. What would you ask for? Unity?
I want to be like you.
Like me? Oh. You and every other guy in the... Sorry, guys. That's right. And I just prayed about my ego just a few minutes ago. What else, guys? Wisdom. Yeah.
Health.
Yeah. All right. What did Elisha ask for? He asked for a double portion. A double portion of God's Spirit, or the Spirit of Elijah. A double portion of your Spirit. He asked for something that no one could give him. You guys hear that? In fact, the only person that could give him a double portion of the Spirit is who?
God.
He could have said, oh, give me great riches, give me great kingdom, give me whatever. Knowledge. He could have asked for all sorts of stuff. But he asked for a better heart. He asked for, in essence, a better relationship, a better motivation. He asked for a double portion of a spirit. By the way, in the scriptures, he was answered. It's incredible. About twice the amount of coverage we have with Elijah, we get with Elisha. Do you guys know that? The prophet Elijah was active from 875 B.C. to about 850 B.C. At 850, Elisha comes on the scene. Do you know when he exits stage left? 800 B.C. Elijah was active for 25 years. Elisha was active for 50. You smart people in the room, what is that? That's double. We do hear, and Elijah's listening to me right now. I'm sorry, Elijah. We see Elijah having some problems here and there with his faith. Like, he kills all the bad guys up on Mount Carmel, the 450 Baal prophets. Then he runs for his life. He's scared to death of Jezebel. We don't see that very much in Elisha. We see that strong lion in Elisha. He asked God for something only God could give, and God was faithful to do it. As I was walking in, someone showed me some notes, I think from the first or second time I preached here a few months ago, and it was our duties, what our duties are as people on this earth. We're created to walk with God, right? Adam was created to walk with God. You and I are created. And what our jobs are. You guys remember this one? Our job is to trust. His job is to work. He wants to do something through us. He wants to do something with Sabino Road. We don't have to come up with crazy stuff. We trust Him. By the way, if we don't trust Him, we, you and me, will be able to do things here that anyone else can do. We can put on some good programs. We can feed the kids some cookies and red church punch and all that kind of neat stuff. But nothing of an eternal perspective will happen unless He is here, unless this is His church. Y'all with me? Is this church my church? No. Is it your church? No. It's God's church. We need to ask great things of God for what He wants. In Scripture, one of the principles is every time that Jesus said, when you pray, He says, in my name. In my name isn't at the end of the prayer saying, in Jesus' name, amen. That means we get our stuff. No. In my name is always a reference to in His alignment, in His will, in His direction, what God wants. Where two or three or more of you are gathered together and pray in my name, in my will, it's going to be done for you. That doesn't mean we hold hands and say, Jesus, Jesus, in your name, give us some new cars and a brand new building. No. It is in God's will. Elisha asked for something that no one on earth could give him. We need to do the same. Look at verse 9 and 10. And when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you have asked a very difficult thing. However, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Guys, here is a man who knew what was important. No one else in this story, other than Elijah and Elisha, knew what was important. Even the church leaders, as they came into town and all the prophets would see them, they would say, Elisha, Elisha, don't you know what's about to happen? You're about to lose your master. Aren't you scared? And Elisha would say, be quiet. I know what I'm doing. And Elijah would say, are you sure you want to come with me? Don't you want to stay back here? Nope. I know what's important. I know where God's working. I'm going to go with you. Here's a man that knew what he was about, what was important to him in his life. Where many people fail is that we make the mistakes of what's important to us not being God. Lots of times we make mistakes of what's not important being our good things in life. Oh, I love my family. Best family in the world. You should have seen my wife when I met her. Oh, I've done a lot of work. Honey, I love you. I love you. She's secondary. She should be secondary. Man, I love my son. Good looking kid. Looks like his mom. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's secondary. The church is secondary. My little ministry that I create with my little hands is secondary to knowing God. We get in trouble in the church when we start to create good things, when we start to create our little Bible study, our, Tim, I'm looking at you, our worship ministry, our women's ministry, our men's ministry, our whatever. We start getting into trouble when we create these things, and that's the most important thing to us. We're looking through a vision clinic right now. We're trying to see where God's working. We're going through that right now. What's most important? Well, what will bring the most glory to God? What is most effective at reaching those folks outside, bring them in here, and discipling them? Sometimes it's not what I made. Look at this. Look at this with my hands. Sometimes God gives me skills. Sometimes God gives you skills. Sometimes He gives you a calling to do things, and you take it, and sometimes you run with it. And all of a sudden, now the thing that you've created is the most important thing. And we start to worship the created instead of the creator. We will be successful as a church only if we lay down ourselves on His altar and we become His people. And what He wants goes. What I want can be thrown away. I mentioned several times the great growth of the Apostle Paul, who wrote to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians, and he said, when he was a young leader in the church, he said, I'm one of the apostles. You guys have heard this before. I'm one of the apostles. He included himself in the number of the original disciples because they had come face to face with Jesus. And Paul said, I've seen Jesus on the road to Damascus. I'm one of the apostles. About 10 or 12 years later, he writes to the church of Galatia. He said, well, I'm one of the apostles, but I'm one of the least. I'm the least of the apostles. And about 10 years after that, he writes to one of his church boys, one of his leader boys, his preacher boys, and says, I am the lowest of the low. I am the chief of sinners. That's the kind of growth we need at Sabino Road. We need us to take our hands off of what we think is important and ask God to show us the most important things. Elisha knew what he was doing. Yeah, but what about his career? Uh-uh. No, it doesn't matter. What about his family? No, no. God's more important. Well, if you're with me to the end, you ask whatever. Oh, I know what I want. I want a double portion of God. You don't want a better job? No, sir. You don't want a better family? No, sir. You don't want this? No. I want a double portion of you. Do you understand that if he gets the double portion, everything else falls into place? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you. In other words, they'll all make sense. They'll all get in line. But you have to seek him first. I think it's neat that he takes the mantle of Elisha with all those cords, the cords on the four corners, each one with 613 threads, commemorating the 613 laws, the commandments that God has given the Israelites. He takes the same mantle and swats the water, and the same miracle happens. Same God, same situation, but different people. Elijah was a learned man. Elijah went to seminary at Gateway Seminary in Phoenix. Yeah. Along with John the Southern Baptist. Amen. Are we recording this? Don't. Where was Elisha? When we find Elisha in Scripture, he's a farmer. He's not a learned man. And he gets a double portion. Isn't it funny how God uses the strange things, the things that don't make sense? He wants to use those. He doesn't want proud, strong men. He wants those who say, yes, Lord. God loves using nobodies. Now, he'll use somebodies if whatever made them special, they put on the shelf and say, whatever you want, I'm here for it. Does that make sense? By the way, when I say, well, does that make sense, I just want you to answer. Are you with me? So we have this picture of power and authority. Elijah asked great things, and he was given great things. I want you to consider what you need to ask God for. As an individual, as a believer, as a church body, what do we ask God for? By the way, this isn't asking God, oh Lord, I hope that you double the size of the church. No? Where are you in this equation? Everyone listen up. You want to build a better church? You build a better believer. Where do you start in your walk with God? If there are trust issues, if there are things that you just can't get past, are there things in your life that keep you up at night and knock you down during the day and you can't get past it? Our job is to trust. His job is to work. You can trust Him. Now listen, there's timing involved here, right? God's timing. Sometimes it's not what we want. There's His will. There's His direction. Sometimes that's not the way we've planned it out. Oh, but people, we can trust God. If a little sparrow falls to the earth, our Heavenly Father sees that sparrow. Does He not know what you and I need? Individuals and Sabino Road. He sure does. I want you to bow your heads. And let's just work through this just for a couple of minutes. I'm going to pray, but I'm going to give you lots of space for you to meet with God this morning. And just follow my prayer, and then I want you to use that. Commune with God today. Father, we do so thank you for the time, the opportunity to come before you, both as people, individuals, one-on-one, but then also as a corporate collective group, your team, your church at Sabino Road. Father, we thank you for the model that you've given us in Elisha, asking for great things. So Lord, this morning, enter our hearts, invade our minds, change us to what's most important to you. May our hearts follow yours. And Father, this morning I want to ask for great things. It's just me and you. So I just want to ask you for these great things in the next few moments. Ask for great things of God. Father, we've been obedient to your scripture. We are not asking for things that we can do on our own. We're not asking for things that we've seen done before or that we've done before, or things that make sense that we can handle on our own. No, if we've been obedient, we've asked for things in our lives that only you can deliver. And we trust you for it. Finally, Father, as a church, we come before you as Sabino Road Baptist Church. We are your bride here. You are the groom. We're in this marriage together. But you are our master. We're the servant. We lay ourselves on your altar. And now for a few minutes, Lord, we beseech you to hear our requests as we ask for great things for Sabino Road. Father, again, if we got the scripture right, we didn't ask for things that we can do in our own power. We didn't ask just to improve, but we asked to multiply. We asked to be trusting, obedient people of yours. Father, we love you. We know that you love us. Bless us now as we come into this time of a family time, Lord. In Jesus' name.